This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
All right, let's get into our question of the day here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. What speeches, sports or otherwise, still resonate with you? 713-572-4610. Inspired by Inside the NBA. Kind of, I don't even know how much we consider this particularly like a speech per se. But Inside the NBA,
they, words
on TNT, that tenure of the show is now, or is now over because they're done there with TNT. Now ESPN is going to is going to license the show, so it's still going to operate the same, but it's going to be on ESPN now. So that'll be the pregame and halftime show. I don't know if it'll be postgame, which is actually a really good question. That's worth.
It's
I have no idea because you know ESPN. Oftentimes, when they're done with their games, they go SVP. SVP a lot of times.
Yeah, that's right.
So it'll be interesting to see. But we can talk about that more later. But finishing out that you know their final broadcast on TNT was a big. It was like big emotional thing where Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal all kind of said things. As did Ernie Johnson, who was kind of the ringleader. Everything. This is a little snippet of how he decided to cap off his portion and really the larger portion of the program in general.
Several years ago, I wrote a book called Unscripted, and I asked people to embrace the unscripted, not fear the unscripted. If I had written the script, the NBA and TNT would be together forever. It's not going to happen. But while I was disappointed and I was sad, I was not bitter. We know how business works. Gratitude is the operative word for me. Grateful that, you know, since 1989, I've been with this company. No matter what you call the company, I'll always be Turner. I'm grateful that I've worked with you guys. I'm grateful for all of the relationships we've built professionally and personally through the years. You just don't realize that. Until you see people here on the road and say, hey, this is probably going to be it. And you think back to all the good times you had.
That was fantastic. And I don't know if that was scripted, ironically enough, because it was so well done.
Yeah, that's the part that's going to stick with me is the idea of like the, you know, embracing the unscripted. Like, I think it's little kind of moments like that that make you kind of reflect and kind of change your perspective. And that one is very much one that I've been pondering about, like embrace the unscripted.
And that's what stands out to me in some of these, the question of the day, you know, either lines or speeches or words like that, that still resonate with you, you know, that are still out there making a big difference and stuck with you. Because mine, you know, what speech still resonates with you, if you want to put it that way, is the USA Hockey speech. The USA Hockey speech. A couple of people have texted it, but just really one line.
From Miracle?
From Miracle, yeah. But it was legitimately word for word, as best they could remember, what Herb Brooks actually told the USA Hockey team back in 1980. But really it's just one line out there that has always kind of just stuck with me, like consistently, because I remember reading about it before the movie was made. You know, great moments are born from great opportunity. That just stays with me all the time. You know, great. You know, if you have an opportunity, that's where the great moment comes from. And then he went on, obviously, and we've all heard the speech and seen the speech. But that one for me still stands out.
That's a really good, and miracles kind of popped up a few times, like that 1980 U.S. Hockey team, like that triumph absolutely is one of those. And there's some that come in a whole bunch, right? Like there's some that you think of a lot. One of the things that kind of made me want to do this as well is because today is actually Lou Gehrig Day in baseball. And Lou Gehrig absolutely has one of those that is frequently referred to back when you talked about, like, you know, showing his strength and optimism in what is like a pretty tough circumstance. Like using that word again, gratitude, you know, and the strength to, in a moment where you're dealing with this disease that honestly at that point we knew even less about. We really knew very little about, in some honesty,
he knew he was dying,
to look up and say, I feel like I'm the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
In that moment, like the courage of an individual who I think we all know, right? That was the quiet part that was really very loud, or maybe it's the other way around, but like that everybody was looking at a man that we were kind of looking at as dead man walking. He's like, no, you are looking at it in that way. I look at myself as the luckiest man alive. Like that's one of those huge ones. And of course, today in baseball is one of those days to appreciate it. So it kind of was a great opportunity to look at that. Bringing it back home, this is actually a very good one.
Yeah.
That comes in by a couple of people from the 832 on the text line. Never underestimate the heart of a champion.
Yeah.
Rudy Tomjanovich.
I mean, all these years later, you know, they were referencing that with these Rockets. You know, they were with these Rockets. They weren't champions, but, you know, they're just using that as a calling card or whatever. I'm interested, Figgy, if you have any that just kind of stick with you the whole time.
The one that stuck with me, this is from Stuart Scott when he was at the ESPYs. Mm-hmm. And he said, when you died, it doesn't mean that you lost to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live.
Yeah.
That one really stuck to me a lot, because usually when somebody passed away of cancer, they say they lost the battle to cancer, mm-hmm. which is kind of normal. But he said, you beat cancer how you live. Mm-hmm. And he was, to me, I don't know his personal life, but he was living to the fullest, man. Mm-hmm. He never came across as like, oh, I'm sick and I'm losing. He was always, you know, just a bright spot for ESPN to me, man. And that's one of the reasons why I was kind of interested in sports.
And some of these are you know, somewhat funny, but I remember a speech, and you can look it up. It's pretty popular. George Plimpton, the former writer, you know, he used to, you know, he's written several books, a bunch of movies and stuff like that. He gave a speech at Harvard. A graduation speech. And this just has always, there's a certain amount of truth to it. He ended the speech by telling all the Harvard graduates, now go back to your dorm and unpack. You don't want to see what's out here.
He's not wrong.
Go back and unpack. I know you're Harvard educated. You don't want to see what's out here in this real world.
I do love like bringing in like the commencement speech, because I mean, obviously we just got around or just got past that time of year where you had a whole bunch of commencement speeches. And I do love like the little cheeky nod to, oh man, you know, life is hard, but it can get very cliche. I do appreciate it when like somebody actually nails that. It's like, hey, no, I want you to understand, like, we joking, we keep peeing, however, I'm being serious at the
same
time.
You don't want this. Like, you don't need this.
Please,
in your world.
Please appreciate, like, anytime you get the old person talking to the kid, like, you don't even know what you got. Like, no. I need you to understand, like, really and truly, you don't understand. It's so much better here. Some other ones that have come in. And speaking on that, kind of, like, it's kind of funny, but it's kind of not, like, is obviously Allen Iverson practice. Is one of those ones for me, because like it is this thing that we've become that was very funny in the moment and even still to this day. But I think the thing for me is like the underlying sadness of it, like knowing the circumstance he was dealing with, the passing of a very close friend, and what he was trying to speak to was just like, yo, these people are human. Like we I know for the outside it could very much look like we are just your entertainment dolls. Get out here and play this basketball so I can be happy. Like do the things that make me happy. But it always serves as a reminder for me that, nah, man, these dudes are like dealing with things, and like not only dealing with these things, they're dealing with things that affect, like that are inherently tied, even if they're not kind of tied to what they're doing here. And so like given that level of grace to remember, like, nah, man, there's lives that are happening here.
Yeah.
And that frustration boils over. He's like, look, man, I love this thing, man. Mm-hmm. Like I what was it? The the game that I live and die for, whatever. And like the one, the passion that players typically have that we don't necessarily give them credit for. And two, the ways in which like life be life in, and that comes through. Like I always, that one sticks with me in a huge way, that Allen Iverson practice.
And of course, you know, some of these, you know, may not even been like famous speeches, but just things that people told you. You know, I've told my kids this, and my dad told me this years and when I was going off to college. He just said very succinctly, very simply, let them know you were here. You know, I've told my kids that for years and years. You know, whatever you do in life, it doesn't have to be a superhero, doesn't have to be changing the world, but do something significant. Just let them know you were here. You know, that to me is how, you know, one of those things that just.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Resonates.
All right, so like the number one that'll happen on any like list of this sort when we talk about sports and you know, basically anytime you talk about like a huge speech, it is Jim Valvano at the ESPYs, obviously the NC State head coach. You know, obviously talking about the, you know, never give up and like, you know, the three things that we should do every day, right? That, by the way, I always wonder how many people actually abide by those in a real way. Not to try and discredit it.
No,
but like,
I know.
No, like, I mean, it's sometimes it's good to kind of know things, but actually doing things, you know, it's human nature. Is it bad that like I cannot take away my feelings for that 83 championship from seeing that Jim Valvano speech? Like, obviously,
no.
I was not alive in 83, but those things are, and maybe that's why it's tied together for me, is like Jim Valvano, NC State, that particular game where Houston probably should have won and just couldn't, right? I have a hard time taking those away, while I still appreciate the fact that that was like a phenomenal speech that obviously meant a lot and continues to mean a lot for a lot of people, where it's like cancer patients and like obviously the money and donations that go to research, but then also people just looking for the level of inspiration that he provides.
You know, it's weird. I look at that differently than you do, because Jim Valvano was such an important figure, not just in coaching, but in the media and just in life. So I've often looked at it like, imagine had they not won that game, NC State, as much as we didn't like it.
Yeah.
You know, imagine how that element of the world would be so much different in that speech, which people still reference.
Would
he have made that speech?
Yeah, does the Jimmy V Foundation go up in the same way if in 83
had they
the
lost
Cougars
that
get
game.
That?
Yeah, that's how I look at it.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
And I feel like the answer is probably no.
No?
Like it just, it's hard to, I mean, he'd be a good coach, but I don't know that like that 83 championship really validated his bona fides.
Yes.
In a way that I don't think that just
career,
continuing to be like a good coach would have done.
Made his career off the court. You know, ultimately instituted the Jim Valvano Foundation,
right,
which is one of the strongest and most active on the planet. None of that might, you know, the old thing about everything happens for a reason. You know, maybe you can hang your hat on that. What would have happened if that had not happened?
Can I throw a gripe out here real quick, which I really shouldn't do on the very end of this? From the 281. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., mind you, I Have a Dream speech. This one kind of annoys me because I, like, whenever somebody puts this up here, I have to ask, do you actually understand what's happening here? Because we've done so much to, like, we've neutered it so much to just, like, I Have a Dream and content of your character, which honestly isn't a bad thing. But, like, Have people actually listened to the entirety of the speech and taken that in, or really just put that in the context of all of his work and his words? Because I feel like when you do that, there's a deeper richness that we frequently don't get by just getting, you know, black and white kids and the content of their character, and that's like the entirety of the focus there. Some other things have come in on the text line. Keep those coming in. Augie Garrido had a UT baseball post-game speech. That absolutely. Someone, I got Houston mentioned Coach Carter out there. Somebody said, if the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
I don't know about that one.
That one helps people out too.
Hey, the one that got me was, I think it was Shaq at Kobe's funeral, and he said, there's no I in team, but I guess Kobe said, but it's me and that mother elf.
Keep those coming in here. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where, you know, it is post-June 1. Where are the Texans contractually? We'll talk about that more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.